Yevamos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav, 2-6. The next two Mishnayos can get very demanding, and I really recommend, again, you don't do this one while driving the car or something. You got to sit down, preferably with a chart, or at least a piece of paper. Okay, the first mission is not that difficult, but the second mission is built on the principles of the first one, and it gets a little involved. So here we go. The first mission says, Mi shekidesh achas mishtei achayos ve'enu yodea eiz mehen kidesh. A person married one of two sisters, let's call them identical twins, and then he doesn't know which of the two is the one to whom he gave the ring. He's just uncertain. They got mixed up in some shell game or something. However, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter the likelihood or the realisticness of this case. The point is we're setting up the principles. So if he is now not sure which of the two women are his, are the woman to whom he's engaged, whatever, married, with Kedushin, so then he's stuck. He can't continue to live with either of them because one of them, whichever one he chooses, might be his wife's sister. Remember, Kedushin really is really being married to them. So from Kedushin onwards, you're married and you cannot marry your wife's sister since each one is a Suffolk sister of his wife. Therefore, he can't marry either. He'll have to give a get to both of them. No sin get lazu, va get lazu. He gives a get to each of the two of them. And in that way, at least they can get on with their lives and he'll, you know, start again from scratch. But Mace, if he dies and he has no children, so now he has two women, we'll call them one and two, and each of them, it's a question mark whether they have an obligation of Yibum to his brothers. Each one is a question mark. And therefore, since there's a Suffolk Zika question mark on each of them, if they're connected and have obligations to resolve the Zika with the surviving brother, neither one of them can get married until she resolves her problem. So, velo ach echad, if there's only one brother, the husband was Mr. A, the wives were, the two sisters were one and two, Mr. A dies, no children, one and two are each Suffolk Mukudashes, each one of them is a question mark if they were the wife, and therefore the Suffolk, each one is a widow, therefore each one is a Suffolk Yavama, and there's only one brother that survives A, we'll call him B. So what is B going to do? Choletz l'shtehen. The only possibility is he does chalitza with each of them. He does chalitza with the one. He can't do yibum with her because maybe she is not the one that had been married to A. She's not the widow. She's not the Yavama. And if she's not the Yavama, she's the sister of the Yavama, which is called Achos Zukukaso, the sister of the woman to whom he has a Zika, and a Zika is like a quasi-marriage. And just as it's Doraisa forbidden to marry your wife's sister during her lifetime, it's so too forbidden to marry your Zukuka's sister. So since each one is a question mark, Suffolk, Achos, Zukuka, so he can marry neither of them, could do Yibum with neither of them, therefore it is Chalitza to both of them. Hayulo Shnayim, if Mr. A had two brothers, B and C, and he leaves over these two women, one and two, each of whom has a Suffolk, which one's a real Yavama, so then Echad Choletz, the Echad Meyabim, one brother can do Chalitza, and the second one can do Yibum. Let's explain why. Let's say that C wants to get married, so B has to go first with the Chalitza. Okay, so B does chalitza with one of the sisters. Now, if C wanted to get married to girl number two, so that means B would have to first do chalitza with girl number one. If C wanted to get married to girl number one, then B would have to do chalitza first with girl number two. Here's the thought behind it. First, if C wants to get married to two, so first B does chalitza with one, and then what happens is you have girl two left over. Now, there's one of two possibilities. Either she had already accepted Kedushin from A before he died, and she's a Yavama. And the Yavam, the person to whom she's supposed to do Yibum with, is C. So fantastic, let them do Yibum and get on with things. On the other hand, if really she wasn't the one who got the ring, so then it was her sister who got the ring. Therefore, the sister is the Yavama, but the sister did Chalitza, and therefore that issue is resolved. and therefore there's no chance that then another girl, number two, she's just a innocent bystander to this whole weird case here, and now seek and marry her, and the marriage they'll have is just through and take the form of a yibum, but since rabbinically yibum instead of like marriage, a normal conventional marriage, they'll be married. So either this is her first marriage, if you will, or she's a yavama, and this is her, I'll call it second marriage. Kadmu v'kansu, if Mr. B and Mr. C for that matter, jump the gun, and B marries girl one, and C marries girl two, so now, ein motzi miyadam, we don't break up the marriage, let them stay married together. B can stay married to one, C can stay married to girl two, one and two are sisters, B and C are brothers, everything's going to be okay. Why is everything going to be okay? Because the worst case scenario is that when B married one, he was actually marrying the sister of his zakuka, meaning if when B married one, really it was Miss Two who was the Yavama, she was the widow, she's the one who accepted the ring originally. So now there's an Isser Durabanan of marrying a Chos Zakuka, so you can't marry your Zakuka's sister, which he did. Okay, so at worst it's an Isser Durabanan, but nobody, who says it even happened? Maybe there never was an Isser Durabanan. Maybe he married the right girl. And since we don't know, and then the same would go for the other brother, brother two, when he does Yibam with, sorry, brother C, I should call him, when he does Yibam with girl number two. So either she's some girl who never got married before, and she has a sister who did Yibam, or a Chalitza, whatever, and whatever, the sister one has resolved her issues, number two never had any issues, and therefore no problem for C getting married to two. Or two had accepted the ring, which makes two the Yavama, now she does Yibam with C, and everything's happily ever after. And therefore, Bawi Dalacha, one is supposed to do Chalitza, and the second one is supposed to do Yibam, but if Kadmu Vakansu, they jump the gun, and they both do Yibam, both getting married, in Motzi Miyadam, we won't break up the marriages, since there's no certainty that anything wrong was done here besides a question mark about, procedure, but procedure wasn't followed. But after the fact, there may be no Isser persisting, and perhaps nothing that ever was done wrong in the first place, because maybe the first marriage was the Bonfad Yibam, therefore we let them stay married together. I'm just a PS on that principle. The reason we're letting them stay together is because perhaps nothing was actually wrong that was ever done, which would be the case again if the first Yibam marriage was done with the girl who actually was the Yavama. Now, if they hypothetically would have gone to a rabbi and said, listen, rabbi, this is what happened. Our brother died. He has these two identical sisters. One of those, the whole story. The rabbi would tell him, well, one of you should do chalitza, and the second one can do yibum with the other one, other sister. And then they didn't listen, and they said, you know what, forget it. Let's just both get married, and then kadmu v'kansu. So then, no. We'd force the marriage to break up. Why? Because there we know they did something wrong. There's a vadai violation of what they were told to do, but in Kadmu v'kansu, maybe nothing went wrong at all, and therefore, after the fact, we let the marriage stay together. Moreover, that would mean that any time that you marry a woman where you were required to do chalitza and yibum, like we had in previous Mishnayos, the Isuri Mitzvah, Isuri Kedusha, and so on, we don't let that stand. We break that marriage up immediately, because again, there's a vadai, we're certain that they broke the rules. But here, in our case, Ramesh, Kadmu v'kansu, it's not certain they broke the rules, and therefore we let the marriage stand.